Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. I want to talk to you briefly about where to start. So today's topic or title is simply Start Here. So I've been asked by several different people on many different occasions, you know, where do I start? These people may have been interested in coming out, maybe curious on, you know, what to do to live the LGBTQ lifestyle, and really honestly, genuinely did not have a clue as to where to start. Some people feel like they're so deep in that it's going to be extremely hard to leave, or, you know, almost impossible. And it's like, well, where do you even begin with that? One of the first things people often think is, I got to stop, you know, dressing the way that I dress. So let me start with what you don't have to do first. You don't have to change your clothes. Nope. You don't have to change what you're wearing. And you don't have to change your hair. That was a big thing for me. When I was in the place where I was, you know, trying to decide, do I really want Jesus? Do I really want, you know, the freedom that's offered to me? Do I really want this? I mean, this was my genuine question. Like, had to face my own heart and asking myself, is this what I really want? Because my fear above everything else was that I had to stop dressing the way that I was dressing, and I had to change my hair. First of all, I wore cornrows, and I want to say stripper clothes, but I was comfortable with that. That's where I was at that time. And I was attracted to women. I was an avid bisexual. And so I wanted to dress the way I was dressing for that purpose, to attract those who I was after. And so my mind wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm ready to leave and I want to just dress holy and I want to wear pants and long skirts to my ankles. Like, oh no, it was none of that. It was the total opposite, matter of fact. I didn't want to do any of that. And so that was one of the things that deterred me and, you know, kind of made me say, I don't want to leave. If that's one of the things that I have to do, I wasn't really concerned about salvation. I just didn't want to dress a certain way. I didn't want to change what I was doing. But what shocked me was that once I decided to say yes to God, I'll try it, no one pressured me to change my attire. No one pressured me to change my hair. Sure, yeah, my little sister did, you know, but that's siblings for you. However, no one else on the outskirts pressured me to change everything that I was doing as far as my hair and my attire and how I walked, how I carried myself. There was an instant pressure with that. Actually, there was no pressure at all, which made it a lot easier. And I was a little taken aback by that because I was expecting people to say, you got to stop dressing like this and you got to change your hair and you got to do this and you got to start wearing earrings. But it wasn't. Instead, I was only introduced to God and taught his word and his principles and his love for me. And so what happened was, as I walked closer to Christ and I continued to surrender and say yes to him, I fell in love with him and I wanted to change. My desires changed, but it wasn't an overnight process. I bucked and kicked a lot and I did go back a lot. That was a big struggle for me. My attire, my life changing. It was very, very tough for me mentally, emotionally, physically, everything. But what I want to say, when you don't have to start with changing your clothes and all of that, what it does start with is simply surrendering to God. Yep. Not going to take you through 1,000 hoops to, you know, change or come out of this lifestyle. It doesn't take all of that. It starts with surrendering to Christ. It starts with your yes. Yes to God. Yes, I want to be free. Just agreeing with him. That's where it starts. And accepting him as your Lord and Savior, repenting, and, giving, receiving the gift of salvation and repentance and forgiveness. It starts there. And next, I want to encourage you, if you're in a place where you're saying, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to leave. I want to try because I really don't want to be in this place anymore. But it's tough to do new things by yourself. It's just like trying to go to a new state you've never been in and adjusting with no friends and no family and nobody to, help you to navigate things. And even with the exciting moments or even when you're down and out and crying, like you don't have a shoulder to lean on or someone to, help to undergird you and help you to walk this walk, help you to be strong when you're feeling weak. So I encourage you to get accountability. I know for myself, there was no way I would have survived walking out of the lifestyle as many times as I did because I went back a few times and it was extremely hard. Every time I went back, it was harder to come out, but I couldn't have done it on my own. I had accountability. But let me say, though, I did not accept the accountability at first. There was people that I believe that God placed in my life to not kick me or judge me or make me feel like I was horrible or damned to hell, but instead they loved me. They loved me with the love of God, pure love, what I was actually needing. They didn't reject me. They didn't tell me, demeaning things. They just loved me. They prayed for me. They prayed with me. When I rejected them, because I did many times, I ignored people's phone calls. I hung up on people. I didn't respond to text messages. I told them, please stop talking to me because I wanted to just do what I was doing. But when I was hurt, the Lord would still send them to me. And sometimes I was receptive. Sometimes I wasn't. But when I got to the place where I was like, yes, I'll take that accountability. I do want help. I desperately need help because I can't do it by myself. I'm not strong enough. Because every time I tried to do it by myself, I went right back. Like, it's like I ran back quickly. But the people that were around me to help hold me accountable, that were wise and spiritually strong enough to help me walk through this, they were there in full force, praying for me, surrounding me with love, helping me to walk through it. Every step of the way. Everybody's journey is going to look different. I also want to note that there's no blueprint to this. It's not going to be the same. There's no, 12-step program that's going to get you free at the end of it. You don't graduate after so many steps or doing X, Y, and Z. You don't arrive at this place. It's just a day by day. For some people like me, it was almost like a minute-to-minute process of constant surrender. God, help me. God, help me. That was my cry constantly. God, help me. I would see somebody else that I was attracted to. Oh, my God. Lord, help me, please. I would hear a song in the beauty supply. I literally ran out of stores because of songs that were being played that reminded me of who I was with, what I was smelling, what I was wearing, what we were doing. And I had to leave because I had to guard my mind. It was just that intense for me. It may be different for you. I don't know. But for me, it was a constant struggle and a constant crying out, literal crocodile tears. Lord, help me. It's like every day I felt like I was fighting, but it was worth it. It was totally worth it. On the other side of that, I can only thank God for Him keeping me. And saving my life time and time again, as many times as I wanted to give up in the middle of it, while I was walking the path, while I was walking through this journey, my journey, I wanted to stop. I wanted to give up. I wanted to just not like anybody because it was just difficult, but it's worth it. And it's not impossible because there's nothing too hard for God and there's nothing impossible for Him. So, going back, I totally encourage accountability. Get someone who is, I want to say a believer, a Christian, a follower of Christ, someone who knows the Word of God and is walking and living an integrous life before people and in their private life. They're actually living what they preach. I would suggest, you know, someone that you trust with this sensitive area of your life to help to undergird you. I also suggest joining a church or just going to church. Even if you don't join it, just go consistently so that you can hear the word of God, because the word of God is going to help you and wash you. We have to be washed by the word of God. That's what the word tells us. So we have to, our mind has to be renewed by the word of God. So you position yourself where that can happen, and that's in the house of God. So I want to also say, you know, through all of this, and we're still wondering, you know, well, when is this transformation going to take place? How long is it going to be? When is it going to be over? I just want it to be done. Remember that it's a process, and you have to be patient, because it's not about sexuality. It's not about your gender preference. It's not about who you're attracted to. It's a heart issue. And I can speak for myself. I didn't even realize how broken I was and how much healing my heart needed until I started to surrender to God. And he allowed me to see that it's more than my sexual preferences. It's more than that. Because there was many times that I can recall, even now, where I was numb to the possibility of being hurt, the possibility of being kidnapped or raped or shot or anything. I was so far gone and so far out there. I just didn't care. I was numb. My heart felt numb. I wasn't receptive to pain, joy, love. I could not receive love. So when I heard about the love of God, as many times as I heard it before, it was like this time was different. I was really hearing about the love that God has for me, even all the while he saw my dirt, all the while he saw me sleeping with this woman and that woman and then this man and then this married woman and then that married woman and then all of them. And oh, it was so much. My heart just broke to know that the one who created me, and I knew that he created me for so much more than what I was giving myself to. And he still loved me. He saw me as many times as I ignored him and took his name in vain and everything else that I was doing. And I could just imagine him watching me, and it just broke my heart to know that even in that, he still loved me. And it doesn't matter what I do, he's still going to love me. That caused me to turn to him. And I became more attracted to him, because that love wouldn't hurt me like all the others did. Even those who I slept with and gave myself wholeheartedly to, because I thought that they loved me. They said they did, and I thought I loved them too. But it wasn't genuine. It didn't last. As soon as we disagreed or somebody else came along that was better or whatever happened, all that lovey-dovey, I'll be with you forever type, nope, it all went away. It all went away. But to know that the Lord loves me with an everlasting love and he'll never leave me nor forsake me, I wanted that love. I was tired of being rejected. So I said yes to him. So on that journey, during that time, I also had to feed myself the word. So, you know, if you don't eat, you're going to starve to death, right? That's literal. So in the same way, if we don't eat the word, we'll spiritually die. So without that, we can't live. So we have to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the word of God is going to give you life. I encourage you to read it. If you have a Bible app, listen to it. You can look for sermons on YouTube that cater to whatever it is that you're feeling. And be very strategic and specific and careful when searching for who to listen to on YouTube, because, of course, we know we can't believe everything that's out there. But I still encourage you to look for someone or ask someone that you trust to recommend something for you to listen to. And if you start reading the Bible, start with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just start reading the Word. Start feeding yourself. And I'm actually going to end there because I don't want to give so much, because I don't want to overwhelm you to make you feel like, oh my gosh, it's all these things that I got to start doing. But I just want to remind you, after everything that I said, it starts with you just surrendering to God, and He will change you. He will transform you. He will heal you. He will make you whole. He will give you joy. He will give you the peace that passes all understanding. Once I got peace, oh my God, let me tell you, during the time, this last bout where I was in this adulterous affair with this married woman, sleeping with her while her husband was home and away working, but he didn't know. It was just a big mess, let me tell you. I was mentally tormented almost every night because I knew that I was wrong. At that time, I had backslidden. Before this bout, I was once in a good place with God. I was walking with Him, loving Him, serving Him. But then little by little, I started ignoring things and I just rebelled and went back. And then I was pulled back because I was in a rebellious state. So it was easy for me to be drawn back into that lifestyle. So it happened. And when it happened, I was hurt for a quick second, but then I was like right back in it. So anyway, going forward, I was mentally tormented every night. I had nightmares. The Lord still spoke to me in dreams. I had so many dreams. He gave me so many warnings. I woke up crying at times. I woke up sweating at times. I woke up screaming at times right after doing something I shouldn't have been doing. He gave me another warning. I was traveling, dancing with the ministry. He gave me more warnings. I just ignored them all because during the day, I was having too much fun. I was living it up. I was having the time of my life. I was broke. I could only afford to eat one meal a day because I had a temporary job and I could only afford to pay the rent for where I was staying, gas in my car, and maybe $5 to eat a day. But I was still having fun with the people that I was hanging with. I was laughing a lot, even though I was hurting inside. I kept all that stuff, you know, tucked tight real deep. Didn't show nobody that. But at night, I was hoping and wishing that I could lay with her again, then go to sleep and be mentally tormented. I had no peace whatsoever. But to be free from all of that, once I got peace, once I found peace in God, it was everything to me to know that my heart can now have peace, to know that I can actually have joy again, and I can be receptive to love and give it in a pure way, which I never thought that I would be able to do again. I thought it would always be laced with perversion or some type of motive or, you know, manipulative something, but it wasn't. And it felt so good to be free. And so that's what I want to offer to you and encourage you to seek after. All these things are found in Christ. Look, I lay with many people and I thought that what I was looking for was in them. I thought that this lifestyle would bring me the joy and the peace and the love and the acceptance that I longed for, but it was the total opposite. So if you can identify with anything that I said, and if you found your place in a place where you are saying, I do want to be free. It hurts. I'm tired of this. You know, I'm tired of the mental torment. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of screaming screams that no one hears and crying tears that no one sees. I'm tired of this. And you want to know, how do I start? What do I do? What do I do first? It simply starts with surrendering to God. pour out your heart to Him. That's where it starts. You don't have to change your clothes or your hair or any of that other stuff. Just give your heart to Christ. Sincerely give your heart to Him and watch Him do the work. So, I just want to pray with you. If you are at the place where you're ready to surrender, I want to pray with you and agree with you. And you can make this prayer your own, or you can repeat it after me. And feel free to rewind it and listen to it again if you need to. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this precious person who's listening to this podcast right now. Lord, you know right where they are, and you know exactly what it is that they need. Father, I thank you that they're created in your image and in your likeness, and that you have a purpose and a plan for their life. I thank you for the place that they're in, where they're choosing you, where they're deciding, I want you, even with them not knowing how. I thank you that you're leading them to this podcast. You're leading them to a ministry. You're leading them to people that will help to hold them accountable and undergird them and lead them back to you. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for all these things working out for their good. I thank you for healing their hearts even now. I thank you that you're bottling up every tear that they cry. I thank you, Father God, that you're forgiving them at the point where they're repenting and crying out to you, God. You've already forgiven them. God, I thank you for loving them with an everlasting love. I thank you that their name is written in the palm of your hand, and that their walls, their name, their life, they are always before you. I thank you that you've not rejected them, but you're drawing them to yourself with your loving kindness. God, I thank you. So I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you want to receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you can repeat after me or just make this prayer your own. Dear Lord God, I thank you for who you are. Father, I want to surrender my life to you and accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I repent of my sins, and I ask that you will forgive me and wash me and make me whiter than snow. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross and you rose again 3 days later for me. And you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and make your home here. Heal me, Father. Change me, Lord. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a song that I'm going to play right after this podcast. I encourage you to listen to it. It simply says, change me. Make me more like you. Wash me through and through. So just listen to it. Prayerfully it ministers to you. And it encourages you. I hope above all things this message was a seed sown. And it helps to encourage you right where you are. Even if you don't make your decision today, at least you're thinking about it. We don't want to discount that. Amen. God is good. God bless you. And as always, I want to remind you, there is a way out, and His name is Jesus. Be blessed.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me worship you. Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Change something about you. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out, Lord. Oh, a little change. I need you to. Remember this has come home.